Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Limits and I watching Kyle Brandt on the Angry Run segment, which is great. He's great. And guess who got some love on this week? Mount Washington, for that leap on the sidelines in which he also had a stiff arm.
But I thought we were told he couldn't run routes. Man, well, that was an athletic play. I know his route tree is
he's
limited.
He's a very lumbering
player.
But I would throw him jump balls and give him little passes like that, too. I don't think he's quick enough to get open a lot, but maybe he's one of those guys who's open when he isn't open, and once he gets the ball, he is very angry, which I love.
That was an athletic play, man. I was impressed.
That was fabulous. I didn't mention at the top that the Pirates have fired Andy Haynes and the bullpen coach. What's his name?
Justin Message. I'm 95% sure that's how you properly pronounce his last name.
Well, the message is here. We're scapegoating people, but Haynes had to go anyway. I mean, we'll see if they make any actual real moves. The fact that Haynes was still here was incrinculant, incredulous, incredible, and every other INC word you can think of. I mean, what are we doing? They haven't hit since the time he stepped on campus. They were one of the worst hitting teams in all of baseball, and now he's gone. It's just not even a big story. It's to be expected. That's just doing business in a normal, insane way. And I couldn't care less about the bullpen coach. I wish him luck, and I'm sure they're scouring North America for the finest bullpen coach they can get, and I'm sure he'll really transform the bullpen, starting with David Bednar. I'm sure it was the bullpen coach's fault. Let's see if they make real moves. But back to Justin Fields. Are you willing at this point to embrace him as the starter, no matter the state of Russell Wilson? Schefter says his info tells him this was going to be the week, I don't know if it still is, that Wilson would be healthy for the Cowboys game, which really makes Mike Tomlin's news conference today a must listen. We'll have it at noon. And it's a very simple question. 412-928-9370. Might have a couple people who want to weigh in on the passing of Pete Rose as well. Limits, let's go to the phone lines. Shall we?
Let's begin with Dave in the car. Wants to talk Justin Fields.
What's up, Dave?
Yeah, guys, I'm 1,000% for Fields. The conversation shouldn't even be whether Wilson should be starting. It should be how long are we going to sign him to a team-friendly contract? Not if it'd be way too long. You're going to have to pay this guy market value, $40, $50 million a year. So I'd say sign him now. Trade Wilson for the fourth you're going to have to give up for Fields if someone would be willing to give it to you. But Wilson's garbage, so...
Well, hold on a second. Are you still there? I don't want you to get distracted while you're driving. Couple things you said. Well, why is Wilson garbage? How do you know? He had a good year in Denver. 26 touchdowns, 8 picks.
I watched a lot. Sean Payton's paying him $40 million to play against him, to quote Moneyball. Russell Wilson 2 years ago was historically bad. And last year he had 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and it was a bad stats lie. He was terrible.
I just simply disagree. He beat five playoff teams in a row, and I watched him play in Buffalo, and he was very good. Sean Payton drafted Bo Nix, and Bo Nix had minus yardage in the first half the other day. But that's beside the point. The other thing is
1,000%, not close.
What?
It's not even close between Fields and Wilson.
Okay.
Not even close.
I appreciate the thoughts. There's a very passionate man, Dave, in the car. that it's not even close. I don't know how you can call Russell Wilson garbage at this point. But I do agree with his larger point, which is it should be Fields moving forward. And then the question becomes, what do you do with Wilson? And I got that question a lot today. I think it's become hotter after we all watched the Dolphins last night. And if I'm the Dolphins, I can see the wheels coming off here. I can. I mean, I'm not the only one. Do you tank if you're Miami? And then if you're the Steelers, do you start to focus in on a little Jalen Waddle here and maybe even a Tyreek Hill there? Yeah,
do you really think, Joe, there's any possibility that Miami would take Russell Wilson for Jalen Waddle?
No.
Are you talking about a
separate topic?
Deal? Okay.
Obviously. Limits. I'm not talking about Russell Wilson for Tyreek Hill.
Well, some people were talking about Russell Wilson for Jalen Waddle a couple weeks ago.
Separate topic. What if the Dolphins tank? Who might be available and is tanking their best option? Because they're going nowhere. And who knows about the future of Tua right now? They may need a quarterback. They look very capable. Have they won it? They won one game. They're 1-3, I think.
Yeah, it was the first game of the year against Jacksonville. They look.
They look capable of 2-15 to me at this point. If Tua doesn't come back, and even if he does, it just feels like it's completely like touch and go with him. Tenuous, very tenuous with him.
How about the offensive genius, Mike McDaniel in Miami? Their offense the last couple of weeks has looked like sour grapes. Horrible.
Who?
Mike McDaniel, Miami, their offense?
They're
running end arounds with Tyreek Hill. That's their best play.
The bloom has worn off the boy wonder. That's quite clear right now. So, yeah, two separate topics. Do they want Russell Wilson, and would you listen? Okay, let's deal with that one first. I'd listen to anything. And if you got up around a third or even a second-round pick, second or even a third, I might have to, but I don't think you're going to get that. I don't think you're going to get that. But if the question is, would I listen on Russ? Sure. In the meantime, I like having two quarterbacks. I think that's an advantage. We see teams dip into their depth every year at that position. Three of the four AFC North starters were hurt last year. Three of the four. The way this offensive line is right now, Justin Fields is going to have a hell of a time surviving without injury. Took four sacks and got hit 9 times the other day. So I think you're going to need two quarterbacks, and no offense to the great Kyle Allen, but I'm not all that confident in what he can do. So if I'm the Steelers, I probably hang on to Russell Wilson unless somebody gives me a ridiculous offer, and then I kind of have to take it. You?
If they're giving up a second-round pick, though, Joe,
yeah,
and this is a Miami team where they're down in the dumps and not looking good, and their record, let's say they get Russell Wilson and they finish maybe 9-8, that's still a pretty good second-round draft pick. It's not like you're trading him to the Kansas City Chiefs or San Francisco where their draft pick's going to be at the very end of the second round.
I'd be enticed. I'm not sure that the Dolphins would do that. I think that the Dolphins' best move now is to tank, and nobody tanks like Dolphins. Right, Horse?
In their own tank.
Remember the dolphin in Ace Ventura, Pet
yes.
Detective, how that was a subplot through the whole thing?
Wasn't the dolphin stolen?
I think it was stolen.
Yes.
And every time I look at you, and you should tweet out a photo of yourself right now, you look
like... It's not
like
there's not a picture of me in my Twitter bio right now.
You look like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. I mean, it's unbelievable. I can picture you driving in that car. Remember the windshield was blown out so he would look out
yes.
the side of the car?
I love that movie. I watched it for the first time a couple years ago.
It's incredible. Even if Tua comes back, it's too uncertain, and it's a horrible situation with him. I think their best bet is to tank and try to get a quarterback. Because as I said, they look eminently capable of 1-16 or 2-15. They really do.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the bathroom?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And in that case, we all know that tanking involves trading good players. What if Waddle or Hill became available? Again, separately from any Russell Wilson talk. What if they did? Limits. Tyreek Hill signed a 3-year, $90 million contract with the Dolphins. That's the same money the Steelers were willing to pay Brandon Ayuk. Can you imagine if that happened?
If you're Miami and you're trading one of Waddle or Hill, you're punting on 25 as well, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what tanking does. You punt on the season.
And you're basically going to fire the coach. So that would take a significant commitment from Stephen Ross and that ownership group and just everyone in Miami.
Let's start here. What would you do right now if you were the Dolphins?
If I were the Dolphins...
Try to salvage a mediocre season with Russell Wilson? I wouldn't.
I would get Tua healthy over the next 2 weeks. You don't have a quarterback. You do not have a competent guy right now.
Do you have one with Tua? You'd feel confident moving forward with Tua?
Me personally, no. I don't like Tua. I have never been the biggest Tua fan since he was drafted. Always liked the guys that were picked ahead of him beforehand. I mean, when you have Herbert and Joe Burrow ahead of you, I mean, there's a reason why Tua went third in that draft class despite the whole tank for Tua notion.
He did also lead the NFL in pass yards last season.
Yeah,
he
was playing in warm weather Miami and beat Denver with 70 points last year as well. I mean, that's a high-flying offense against the opponents that they were playing.
So you're making the argument that even when he's healthy, you would move on from him.
I would, yes. I don't think they should have gave him, $50 million in the offseason? I just don't think he's that consistent or good.
To me, that's irrelevant at this point. The question is, he's had this horrendous concussion history, and all you'd be doing is fearing the next big hit, and what do you do with your franchise quarterback then? If I'm the Dolphins, sadly, I would be tanking right now and looking for my next quarterback. And that may create a situation. Jalen Waddle signed a 3-year, $84.7 million extension that runs through 27. That's incredibly affordable. I mean, it's not that much cheaper. It's about, $5.5 million cheaper than Tyreek Hill. Point is, one of these guys could become available. That's not an unrealistic scenario. And I'd be over that if I were the Steelers.
I think you're right. Especially Waddle's contract status. Didn't they just pay him?
I think I just said out loud, Limits, that he signed a 3-year, $84.7 million extension.
Oh, I heard that was 3 years, 90, what you said for Tyreek Hill. Okay. I got those two mixed up and confused.
Something has happened to you today because you told me a story during the last break that I've never been so lost in a story. Are you medicated today?
No.
You have to admit the story that you told me.
Okay, so the story that I told you during the break.
Nobody wants to hear it.
No,
it went on forever. And there was no point, which is endearing in a way.
No, there was a point. We went over the point.
Yeah, 10 minutes later we got to the point. Listen, I have days like this too, and I apologize. The point is that Hill or Waddle could be available.
Other than that story, I think I've pretty much been on my game today.
You have. I would agree with you.
I'm throwing three hits, one run game over five innings, I think, right now.
Let's go to another call on Fields.
Because after we go to another call, we have a special guest coming up at 11.
Holy horse milk.
I just heard back from special guest.
Regarding what topic?
Regarding a historical landmark 11 years ago today.
Then let's hit a call on Fields.
Let's go over to Mark in the car.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Mark, you're on.
Oh, hi. I think that going into the season, I believe that starting Russell Wilson would be more beneficial for Justin Fields to play behind for the first time in his career to kind of learn from Russell Wilson. and kind of take the year off and the next following year start. So, but since he's had a start this season, he's gotten exponentially better each week. So it's a tough decision, but I think I'll just keep Justin Fields in just because he keeps getting better week to week.
Me too. Especially coming off this week. And again, I think we both acknowledge he made not just, he didn't have just have a couple of mistakes. He had a couple of huge game-changing mistakes. But overall, if my question, and I appreciate the call going into the game, was, hey, man, what if the Steelers fall behind by a lot? Is Justin Fields, can he step out of being this very careful, systematic quarterback? Which he kind of did, it, by the way, against the Chargers. As we've been over many times, they gave him the ball in that game. They passed more than they ran in that game, and he won it for them. But the next step was, okay, what if he's in a big deficit situation? Even though they didn't win, I thought he answered that. If the question was, can Justin Fields bring you back in a hurry and move up and down the field when needed, the answer was yes. So I don't think it's actually a tough decision. I am fascinated with this Tomlin news conference at noon. And again, it could just be status quo with Russ. We'll let his participation and the quality of that participation be our guide. I get it. It could certainly be that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.